Torah 101. Welcome back to the Book of Exodus, chapter 33. We will have two shorter portions the next couple of days after we've done two longer portions. Beginning in verse 12, Moshe said to Adonai, "Look, you say to me, 'Make these people move on,' but you haven't let me know whom you will be sending with me. Nevertheless, you have said, 'I know you by name,' and also, 'You have found favor in my sight.'" Now here we have Moshe interceding for the people of Israel, as God seems to have distanced himself from them after the golden calf incident. And Moshe negotiating on the basis that God has chosen him, that God and he have a special bond, a special relationship by name, that Moshe had found favor. The negotiating abilities of the Jewish people apparently goes way back. Verse 13, "Now please, if it is really the case that I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways so that I will understand you and continue finding favor in your sight. Moreover, keep on seeing this nation as your people." Moshe asking to understand his ways. Why would you reject your people? And then he implores to God that God would keep on seeing this nation as your people. So Adonai answers in verse 14, "Set your mind at rest. My presence will go with you after all." Yesterday we read that God had said he wouldn't go, that he would send an angel ahead of them, the angel of the Lord. But now he clarifies and says, "No, I will go with you after all." The scriptures teach us that the anger of God lasts only for a moment. The ancient rabbis taught us much about this, the shortness of God's anger. In the Talmud, here are some selections dealing with this issue that I found to be entertaining and insightful. How long does his anger last? God's anger lasts a moment. And how long is a moment? Rabbi Avin, and some say Rabbi Avina, said, "A moment lasts as long as it takes to say it." Rega, the word for moment. That's as long as God's anger lasts. The Gemara asks, again from the Talmud, "When is the Holy One, blessed be he, angry?" Avaya said, "God's anger is revealed through animals during the first 3 hours of the day, when the sun whitens the crest of the rooster and it stands on one leg, when it appears that its life has left him and he suddenly turns white, that is when God is angry." Some humor here from the ancient rabbis. These rabbis were writing after the destruction of the Second Temple. These would have been rabbinic sources familiar to Yeshua and his disciples. Again from the Talmud, a certain heretic who is in Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's neighborhood, would upset him by incessantly challenging the legitimacy of verses in Scripture. One day, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi took a rooster and placed it between the legs of the bed upon which he sat and looked at it. He thought, "When the moment of God's anger arrives, I will curse him," that is, the heretic in his village, "and be rid of him." When the moment of God's anger arrived, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi slept. He fell asleep. When he woke up, he said to himself, "Conclude from the fact that I nodded off that it is not proper conduct to do so, to curse people, even if they are wicked." Where it says in Psalms 145, "His mercy is over all his creations," and this is written even with regard to sinners. Some good wisdom and good insight into the anger of God, how it passes quickly here for the children of Israel. Verse 15, Moshe replied, "If your presence doesn't go with us, don't make us go on from here. For how else is it to be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people?" See, Moshe is a true intercessor. It is not so important for him to have found favor, but for the people to find favor. "That is what distinguishes us," he says in verse 16, "me and your people from all the other peoples on earth." He means the fact that God goes with them, leads them, goes ahead, goes on in front, in a sense of defense. It's what distinguishes the Jewish people from all the other peoples on the earth. Just look at the nation of Israel today. The miraculous survival of the nation of Israel after 2,000 years in exile. Torah 101 Daily.